With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Nuggets were down by 20 in Game 2 at home to the Lakers in the second half. They came roaring back. Jamal Murray had a really bad night shooting from the floor. He told his teammates during the game, "I don't have it tonight. I'm going to start feeding y'all." And they said, "Absolutely not. Keep shooting." He finished hot, 6 of 8 in the fourth quarter, and he hit the game, a buzzer beater. We had a March Madness buzzer beater last night in April in the NBA playoffs. And somehow, some way, that team is now up. Just a back-breaking loss for the Lakers.
They're right there with them. They outplayed them in the first half of Game 1. They're up 20 last night in the third quarter. And now it begs the question, if you can't get them last night, are you ever going to beat them? Because now you've lost 10 in a row to them. But, you know, I agree with a lot of people that said if you're going to play them, get them in the first round. Because you're going to have a healthy AD and LeBron's not going to be gassed. Because you're not looking at a conference final when you played all these games and it's been game after game and week after week of basketball. But it's 40 points in the second half? Unacceptable by the Lakers. And it's the buzzer beater, the sequence at the end where LeBron has the ferocious dunk to put him up three. Denver comes back. It looks like it's going to be a turnover. And somehow the ball winds up going to Porter and he hits the three to tie it. I believe that made it 95-95 at that time. Yep. Okay, but that's just, it's a killer for the Lakers because you're thinking, you're going home tied at one. We can do this, and now you've lost 10 in a row to them. Denver is a one-point road favorite in Game 3. Killer. Killer for the Lakers. Killer for the Sixers. You are right. An incredible night of basketball. You don't have to watch the Cavs series, which will be on NBA TV because they're playing 1995 basketball with that thing. But feel terrible for the Laker fans out there in the organization.
Well, how about Moneyline bettors last night? And I grabbed them at around plus 140 in the neighborhood when they were up 15-9. I loved the start again last night. And I told myself, I think they're going to win this game. I think that they are, it's going to be the opposite of last year. I know they ran out of gas at the tail end of game one, but clearly, as you said, I thought they were obviously the better team in the first half. And they came out with their hair on fire again last night. I think this is for real. I think they can win it and make it a game. And to blow a 20-point lead like that, they had three guys show up on offense. Mm-hmm. AD was awesome. LeBron was great. And D'Angelo Russell was fantastic, especially in the first half. And then that was it. You basically got nothing out of Reeves, Hachimura, and you got 6 points off your bench all coming from one guy. Now I can sit here and come back and say Denver's bench also really didn't do much either. So this is going to, I think, basically the way I looked at the series anyway, was which starting five is going to be the best in this series, because that's what it's going, the bench is going to probably give neither one of these teams anything throughout. And Joker had a double-double in the first quarter last night with plenty of time remaining. Mm-hmm. And he ends up with a 20-20 plus triple-double in the game last night. And now I'm looking at some of the numbers for the series, and you might be onto something here. That's 10 straight losses now to Denver, and maybe they're just too good overall as the champs. I kind of want to make a case and bet the Nuggets plus 2.5 games. Check that. The Lakers plus 2.5 games at plus 130. I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, I don't know how they respond in game three.
Yeah, it might be a five-game series.
I mean, are you going to beat them 4 out of 5 now? I mean, that's the thing. But this is a very good Laker team. Again, I'd love them if they were the 6. I'd like them if they were the 8 seed. I just don't like them as the 7 with this particular matchup. You know, they have a very good team. They've been top 5 in offense since the All-Star break. But it's just, Denver's not, it's not the same Denver team, though, from last year. I mean, there's something off with this team, because they only score 101 points last night, and then how they blew the one seed, where they blow a 20-point lead in the second after the Spurs, one of the worst teams in the league. So something's not right with Denver. But still, it might be too much to overcome, and they're just the best team in the West in this home court advantage that they have now, 13-1 the last 2 years at home in the playoffs.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.